first, let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Onanta Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. And this week, we have a special guest joining us. She's Lisa Willey, Business Relationship Lead in Western Canada for Explora Journeys. ExploraJourneys.com is their website. Hello, Lisa. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you for having me on.
And of course, hello to Onanta. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Thanks for doing this, Lisa. We're going to talk about Explora Journeys. I'll start it off just with the basic question of tell me about Explora Journeys and your role.
Wow. There's lots to talk about. It's just fantastic ocean experience. We're a brand new cruise line. We launched our first ship in August of 2023. So we just celebrated our second anniversary in operation. And it's just been a spectacular ride. We have two ships in the water now. Explora Journeys, we were created by a family over in Geneva. They've have many generations in the maritime industry. They're also the owners of the largest privately owned shipping company in the world, the Mediterranean Shipping Company, and we're their passion project. So we've really created Explora Journeys to stand out in the luxury cruise industry, really reimagining what a high-end ocean experience can be like. You feel like you're on your own private yacht in sailing in ultra elegance. There's spacious oceanfront suites. They all have a private terrace. The culinary experience is just amazing. The way we're styled and operated is more like a luxury boutique hotel versus a traditional cruise ship. So it's been a lot of fun for me to be representing this brand out in Western Canada and talking about it and introducing people to it. It's been fun.
It looks pretty amazing. I am looking on your website, ExploraJourneys.com. I just want to know, like, what's the onboard experience like? Because when you say luxury cruising, sometimes people kind of get it in their head of, oh, it's a little bit intimidating sometimes. You don't know how to act, right?
It's very relaxed and casual. It has more of a European vibrant atmosphere. We don't have any formal dress codes. The hosts that look after you are very relaxed as well. And pretty much every time I've been on board, the guests are very relaxed. There's no snobbery or formality. It's just, you feel like you're in a resort. The ocean just happens to be our address. It's vibrant and fun. There's lots to do. So
I like how you put that. The ocean is our address.
Yeah, it's great.
Go ahead on that.
Instead of a beach, it's the ocean out your front door.
And one of the things that I'm quite enjoying with sharing Explora with my guests and learning from our colleagues that have been on board Explora is the itineraries, because it's not just back to back, like going back and forth to the same places. You actually are navigating the world. Is that right?
Yeah, the journeys, we call them journeys, have been carefully curated to provide that in-depth experience for the guests and be a little bit more immersive as well, having more overnights, late night departures. And it isn't that rinse repeat cycle. They're created so maybe a younger traveler who doesn't have as much time off work can go on a shorter journey, 7 nights, but then the next one might be another 10 nights. So you can back to back them, or we call them extended journeys. And they just kind of keep traveling and navigating around the world instead of, as you said, just kind of repeating the same itinerary over and over again. And with two ships in the water, but we have a fleet of six that will all be out and sailing the world by the end of 2028. So we are very quickly coming out with journeys that will take us expand where we have been operating, which has primarily been focusing on the Mediterranean and the Caribbean. It's perfect places to showcase the ships. But then we will be now going to places like Iceland and Greenland. And there's a South America that goes up the Amazon River. Our third ship, Explorer 3, is going to be coming through the Panama Canal and up the West Coast and joining us in Alaska and doing some very unique Alaska content in 2027 as well. And then she's going to head out further west. So it's exciting to see the growth for sure.
Right. And it's good to see that we can book far in advance, right? Like it's up to a couple of years now, right? So good planning and something to focus on. One of the nicest compliments I think I've heard of Explorers from a guest who said that they just didn't have to do anything. They just enjoyed it. They just enjoyed their deck if they wanted to, or enjoyed the shore excursions, or enjoyed the shopping on board.
Yeah, there was actually good shopping. You don't have to get off the ship. You really can treat the ship as the destination. It is a resort. There is four pools to choose from. One has a retractable roof, so it's indoor, outdoor. There is just so much deck space to enjoy your own private little cabana on the side of the ship away from everything, or your own private terrace. And the food options with six restaurants to choose from. There is 12 bars and lounges. We have entertainment activities every day. So yeah, you treat it like a resort. And if you choose to get off and explore, you have that option as well, because we stop in so many wonderful, amazing, hidden little ports.
And one of the itineraries that you just launched this week was an F1 itinerary that looks amazing. And I know there's a lot of F1 fans out there.
Yes, Formula One Monte Carlo 2026 just went live for bookings last week. We did have our first year this May. And it was, we have a, actually, I'm going to send it to you, Onanta, a beautiful little video with highlights of this year's race and our participation, because we are the only ship that actually docks. So we're right there, front and center to the race, to all the events. People can just come and go. You can choose to book just a suite only and just enjoy the atmosphere. Or for the true race fans, we were also selling tickets to cover grandstand tickets. Our highest suites will also have access to buy paddock tickets.
That's amazing. That's truly something to look forward to.
Mm-hmm. It's a bucket list for a lot of people.
Absolutely. Well, well, that's good.
The fact that you said that you could dock for Formula One tells me that your ships are probably smaller than some of the mega ships that are out there. So it probably, and I'm assuming this as well, allows you to go to different destinations that some of the other cruise lines can't go.
Mm-hmm, exactly. So we have our ships there, kind of a mid-sized ship, but we have a small ship capacity. So we put fewer guests on board. So everybody has a very large space ratio. Our suites start at 377 square feet, which is very large for industry standards. But the size of the ships, that's what really makes our journeys unique and stand out, is that we can go into the places that the larger ships aren't going, off the beaten track, and just providing more of an authentic experience. Like, I've gone to places in Greece that no one I've never heard of before and no other ship goes into, instead of just focusing on those big iconic islands that everybody goes to. So nice. No crowds at all.
Yeah. And I think that's wonderful, because that definitely creates that customer journey that you speak of. And it not only just during the journey, but it's also pre and post that you can also enjoy with Explorer, right?
Yeah, exactly. We have some pre and post options, and it does, I have had many guests come up to me, or like your client, Sonanta, like guests come up and talk about their experience and how they did really feel like they were on a private yacht. Because even though the ships were near full capacity, they never felt like it was full. And having that experience is very special. And it also attracts a new type of cruiser to us, people that have never cruised before. that they're just really curious about Explore Journeys, and they're hearing a lot more about us from all of the different industry awards that we've been receiving in our first 2 years of operation. We've had over 29 industry awards, including from like Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. So it's getting the awareness out there for sure.
And I think it also helps that for new cruisers, it debunks some of the myths of cruising in the past, where you have to queue up to line up for almost anything on some of the bigger mega ships, right?
Yeah, line up to get on the ship, line up to get off the ship. Line up. And we don't have any buffets. We have a beautiful restaurant called the Emporium Marketplace, which is there's no self-serve. Everybody is serving you, and it's a more sophisticated atmosphere, 18 different food stations. So even that appeals to a non-cruiser that just doesn't want that traditional structured feel of a cruise ship.
And with that, tell me a little bit more about the onboard experience. I know you touched on it a little bit, but I've never sailed on with Explora. So tell me about.
Well, we do have, you know, some traditional aspects. Our people come on board and they want to have activities and entertainment. So we do provide all of that. But we don't have a cruise director per se, nobody that is making all of these announcements to say, hey, bingo starting in 5 minutes. We do not have bingo. We're a little bit more sophisticated. We have we do have enrichment programs, luminaries, they're guest speakers, kind of more storytellers, leaders in their field of interest. They'll be doing talks throughout the day, especially on sea days. We will have throughout the all the public areas with the 8 indoor bars and lounges, there's live music. We really lean in heavily to the live entertainment versus Broadway style production shows. It's more musical. Mm-hmm. So we do every evening have different entertainment. If you like dancing and you're more of a late owl, then we do have that later entertainment, dancing and stuff as well. There is a malt whiskey bar. There is a cigar bar on board. We do have a very small casino, but a lot of it is also really centers around wellness. We have 7,500 square feet of ocean wellness. So there is, of course, all the different kind of spa facilities, the treatments that you can have. But we have a thermal area in the spa where we provide complimentary for our guests access to go in and just relax in the Himalayan salt cave or the sauna and steam rooms, all of that experience. We have a pickleball court and basketball court on the outdoor.
Now, there would be a lineup for that, I would think.
It's fun to watch. People do get pretty competitive. So it's a smaller court. And there's an outdoor walking and running track, an outdoor fitness area. We have all sorts of fitness classes throughout the day as well. There's yoga and Pilates. So there's plenty to do depending on what people's interest revolves around.
So what's included?
Actually, you know, Randy, that's so funny you're going to say that, because I was just going to talk about the inclusiveness.
Okay, go ahead.
Explora, because when we go through, you know, what is included with the Explora journey, it's like the unlimited beverages, the high speed Wi-Fi, which is huge to people because you have complimentary access to Starlink. The gratuities are included. There's shuttle services. You know, complimentary to and from city centers in the ports. So that's, you know, takes away from adding to your budget because it's already included in the price, you know, initially.
I like to say all your essentials are included. And to touch on the Wi-Fi a little bit more, we really have focused in a little bit on a younger demographic with the way we have some shorter journeys. And the Wi-Fi was a really huge one that attracts that working professional, because you can work from anywhere around the world if you have good Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm. So we have the Starlink, but we also have a secondary provider. So we ensure that strong signal. There's a private router in every suite. We also permit our guests to connect 3 devices per person, which for working professionals is huge if you need to be on your phone at the same time with your laptop. So you do have all those wonderful inclusions.
So who's your ideal guest then?
Somebody that's fun. No. We really
Olenta and I.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, exactly. For sure. We're European, so we're not a North American brand, so we really attract a wide demographic from around the world, so which makes it really interesting as well. It's not just your North America guests. We have a lot of guests that are from Italy, from the UK, from Australia, from Germany, from all over the world. So having that international flavor, we have a younger demographic. We get all ages. We welcome families as well. So we do have family-friendly facilities. Multi-gen families are attracted to us. Our average age kind of trends between 57 and 60. But for sure, as we get more journeys out and more ships, there's talk that in 2029, I mean, this is quite a ways ahead, that we will have a world cruise as well, which will attract an older demographic that's retired. So we really are, we're open. We welcome everyone. We attract everyone.
And one of the good things about on your ships right now that you have connecting suites. So there's, so that, that can accommodate families or groups that want to travel with you. And as you say, multi-generation travelers are huge right now.
Mm-hmm. There is. And we have a lot of focus and interest right now on our, we call them festive journeys over Christmas and New Year's. So for families that are looking to get away, this is in the value of cruising versus, you know, sometimes hotels where you pay high costs, but nothing's included. And this for a family makes it even more affordable.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you want to add, Onanta, or ask?
I'm just sometimes gobsmacked at all the lovely things that we can enjoy on an explorer journey, because it is, it kind of touches, touches all my pulses as far as, you know, all the different places that you can go. I like the wellness aspect of it, you know, with the fitness or the spa. I like the entertainment. I like that you have a personal cruise connoisseur assigned to each guest so that they can tailor their experience. So I, you know, it's, yes, you're new, but I think it's you're growing in awareness just through your own, the clientele you have. We're seeing people that are repeat already on your cruise ship. So
And so we actually just launched a loyalty program because of how high our repeat guest factor. So we call it the Explorer Club. So we're rewarding people that are coming back to cruise with us time and time again, so they can build up their status and their points. We also have a status match. So people that are curious about us, but are fairly loyal to other brands out there, we match status to make it a little easier for them to cross over and try something different.
Awesome. I think that's amazing. And, you know, within our office, we have a couple ladies, Julie and Terry Jo, that have been on your cruise ship. So, you know, call me and we can talk, you know, and get you some, you know, firsthand experience and knowledge about the ships and explore a journey and just in general. Like, it's going to be, it's very enriching, I would say, and immersive. So something to consider.
Lisa Willie, thank you for joining us. She's the business relationship lead for Western Canada with Explora Journeys. ExploraJourneys.com. The ocean is their address, as they like to say. I like that line. So I appreciate you joining us and doing this, Lisa. Thank you.
Thank you. My pleasure.